BBC News with Jerry Smith. An Italian court has convicted the former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi of tax evasion and sentenced him to prison. The conviction centred on deals by Mr. Berlusconi's media corporation to buy American TV shows through illegal slush funds. From Rome, Alan Johnston.
Mr. Berlusconi said he had again been hounded by political enemies in the judiciary. He will appeal, and the case may well drag on so long that it will run out of time and expire. But even by the standards of Mr. Berlusconi's extraordinarily colourful story, the outcome of this case has been a striking development. This time last year, he was running this country from the Prime Minister's office, and now a judge has ruled that he should actually be behind bars.
Prosecutors in China have formally opened a criminal investigation into the disgraced politician Bo Xilai. Earlier in the day, he was expelled from the National People's Congress. Glenn Campbell reports.
Bo Xilai was a high flyer in the Communist Party. He was in charge of the southern city of Chongqing. But his career came crashing down following the murder of British businessman Neil Haywood. Mr. Bo's wife, Gu Kalai, and his former police chief have been jailed over the killing. Mr. Bo was expelled from the Communist Party last month. Earlier on Friday, he was thrown out of China's top lawmaking body and lost his immunity from prosecution. The charges he may face have not been specified. The decision to investigate comes 2 weeks before the party congress to select China's new leaders.
There have been multiple violations of a temporary ceasefire in Syria between the government and rebel groups. In Damascus, a car bomb killed at least 5 people and wounded more than 30 others. Activist sources say more than 40 people have been killed. Both sides have blamed each other. But government forces appear not to have carried out air attacks, which have increasingly become a key tactic. The American economy picked up in the third quarter of the year, with new data showing growth at an annual rate of 2% in the 3 months to September. The figure, slightly better than forecast, is the last to be released before the US presidential election, where the economy is the key factor. Paul Adams reports from Washington.
On the face of it, the latest report represents a modest bit of good news for President Barack Obama. Coming on top of a recent drop in the unemployment rate, the figures for consumer spending and home building are positive. But the report does nothing to alter a well-established impression of a painfully slow recovery. The two main presidential campaigns will do what they can with the numbers, but the figures are unlikely to shift public opinion one way or the other so close to election day. Most people have reached their own conclusions about the state of the economy based on personal experience. They don't need the Commerce Department to tell them what to think.
Paul Adams. World News from the BBC. The human rights group Amnesty International says more than 200 people have been illegally detained and tortured this year in Ivory Coast. Amnesty says its staff has spoken to dozens who say they've been subject to electric shocks or sexual abuse after being seized by the security forces. It expressed concern that the detentions amounted to reprisals for attacks blamed on supporters of the former president, Laurent Gbagbo. One of Cuba's best-known dissidents, Eloy Gutierrez Minoyo, has died in Havana, aged 77. He was an ally of Fidel Castro during the 1959 Cuban Revolution, but later led a failed armed uprising against him. Will Grant reports.
Eloy Gutierrez Minoyo was one of the few men who actively fought on both sides of the Cuban Revolution. Born in Madrid, he was the son of a Republican fighter against General Franco in the Spanish Civil War. His family moved to Cuba in the 40s, and he eventually took up arms with Fidel Castro. However, after the revolution took power and became openly Marxist-Leninist in character, Gutierrez Minoyo began to lose faith with its leadership. He fled to Miami in 1961 and helped set up an armed unit called Alpha 66, intended to remove Castro from power. They returned to Cuba with that aim in 1964, but were caught within a month.
Hurricane Sandy is now known to have killed more than 30 people as it passed through the Caribbean before heading towards the United States. It caused widespread damage in the Bahamas, Cuba, Haiti and Jamaica. Cycling's world governing body, the UCI, has announced that there'll be no winner of the Tour de France for the 7 years the victory was awarded to the disgraced American cyclist Lance Armstrong. He was stripped of his victories after the US anti-doping agency produced a dossier accused him of extensive doping. BBC News.